Let's take our Bibles and turn back to the passage that we first considered, John chapter 13. He that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me. You know, that sets forth the reception of Christ in a way that man by nature, man in most places where men are standing preaching, that sets forth the reception of Christ in an entirely different light. Men by nature don't perceive the reception or the belief of what God's preachers are preaching as actually the reception of Christ, because it's the Word that they set forth. The word heard, the Word written, that cannot be separated from the living Word. These words that I speak unto you, Christ said, they are life. And He said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life. So I'm telling you, if we speak according to these Scriptures, according to God's Word, these words are life Himself. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:21, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. But it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Boy, I tell you, that could have been another point I could have added to those four things you must have. You must have the hearing of the gospel. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. We must hear. So the Lord calls and sends preachers to declare the gospel of God's grace and mercy in the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember, this, the gospel, when it's heard in power, was not merely an invitation from God, hoping that dead men would respond. They're never going to do it. It is the declaration. It's not an invitation to be received or rejected. When God sends His gospel in power, it is the declaration of His will, the declaration of His purpose to show mercy and compassion to whomsoever He will. This is the only message that I know is absolutely going to be blessed in salvation to God's people. I know that. That's why we can stand with assuredness, because I know that the Lord's going to do that which He's pleased to do. I know He's going to do that. If you leave it up to men to accept it or reject it, and it's left up to them, there may never be any salvation, if that's the truth. But I know that's not so. I know this. I know, and I pray it be so today. I pray that Almighty God be pleased. And that's what He's going to do. He's going to do that which He's pleased to do. I pray that He bless this to the salvation of His elect, the calling out of His people. That He gives them a heart. And this is what's going to happen. If God gives them a heart, they're going to hear this. They're going to love it. They'll receive Him through the preached gospel. And God's going to keep them. He maintains them. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. It is a dangerous thing, eternally dangerous, to reject or to count with contempt God's messengers. That's a dangerous thing. Matthew 10, 14 and 15. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily, I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. To hear the gospel and then to leave, to not receive it, is damnable. Shake off the dust for a testimony against them. In that day when all the witnesses shall be brought forth, in the damnation of those that rejected Christ and did so because they wanted to, the very dust that did cling to the shoes, to the feet of those that preached the gospel, that insignificant thing that people count as nothing, just a little dust. I think my boots are clean, but I would say that microscopic examination would probably determine that they're not. But the very dust that clings to the feet, to the shoes of the preachers of the gospel, will rise up in condemnation. But with so many false prophets and preachers in the world, how do you know? He that receiveth whomsoever I send. How do I know who the Lord has sent? 1 John 4. Turn with me there for a minute. 1 John chapter 4. Verses 1 to 3. Again, many passages that we've dealt with before, but needs to be dealt with again. 1 John 4, verses 1 to 3. Beloved, believe not every spirit, every proclaimer. Believe not every person that stands in a pulpit and proclaims something. But try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist whereby ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Now, someone could say, well, that's pretty easily understood by me. I believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. But unless we understand what is being said concerning the Lord Jesus Christ coming the flesh, again, it's going to come down to what do you believe concerning why He came in the flesh. To say that men will accept the truth that He came in the flesh, demons accept that. Anybody accepts that. Anybody believes that He went to the cross. but went to the cross and died according to the Scriptures. Why did He come? Why did He come? The Scripture sets forth that Almighty God, before the foundation of the world, and again, separate Him coming into this world from the truth. I could have you turn to these Scriptures for the sake of time. Ephesians 1:4. Almighty God chose a people from before the foundation of the world. Revelation 5 says that those that were redeemed out of every kindred and nation and tribe and tongue. Almighty God chose a people, Jew and Gentile, men and women, bond and free, rich and poor. Some noble, not many. But the dregs of this world that people consider to be dregs. That the Lord Jesus Christ was given a people from before the foundation of the world that He always was. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, He's always been. He's always been. There was never a time He was not always flesh. But He's always been. This has never been an afterthought. This is from before the foundation of the world, eternally, Jesus Christ come in the flesh. He came into this flesh to seek and to save that which was lost. How do you know that? Try the spirits. And how are you going to try them? I'll just turn to this. Acts 17:10-11. How do you know? How do I know that Almighty God elected a people? Try the spirits and try them according to God's Word. Acts 17:10-11. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night into Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogues of the Jews, and these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. They heard it. They received it. They believed it. And they checked it out. They searched the Scriptures daily whether these things were so. I've said before, never. You may hear something I say and you say, boy, that sounds good. Check it out. Find out if what I'm saying is not so. And if there appears to be something that contradicts what I say, then come ask me. And let's look in God's Word. And I'll be the first to admit, if I err, I'll be the first one to stand up and tell you I was wrong. But if this is what God has to say, this is God's Word. Try the spirits. Test them. Examine them. Find out if this is what God has set forth concerning truth. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit, every preacher that confesseth Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. He came into this world. He came to save His sheep. He came to redeem His sheep. He came to put away their guilt. He came to die in their stead. And He was successful. He shall not fail. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ came to do the will of the Father, to redeem His people, all of the children that God had given Him, here they are. I've lost none of them. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. He that confesseth that is telling you the truth. He's not lying. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. John 1:1. And the Word was made flesh. He's always answered. He's always stood. And in the fullness of time came forth, born of a virgin, made flesh, made under the law. The Scripture says, Isaiah 9:6, before He ever came, actually, here's the surety. For unto us a child is born. He'd not been born yet when Isaiah penned that. He was according to God's will. According to the eternal God. Done. God's Word who cannot change. When it actually took place, Almighty God had declared the end from the beginning. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon His shoulders. And His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Those that God send preaches this. The message of God's sure and eternal grace to His people. He's all successful. There's no darkness in Him. It's all light. It's all yea and amen. God Almighty satisfied His demand. Be ye holy. I dealt with this last Wednesday. Be ye holy. Ye shall be holy. Like this song we just sang. I look within and all is dark, vain, wild. Well, there's no hope within. I can tell you that right now. All of my hope is based on what God Almighty says concerning the redemption and regeneration and preserving of His people. He that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me. And he that receiveth me receiveth Him that sent me. There's a reception of the Father. He who loved a people, chose a people, gave them to the Son. That's what Ephesians 1:4 says. The Father chose. He who has the right. And in closing, all that the Lord sends declares that the Lord Jesus Christ was sent from the Father, chosen by the Father, that He was God's elect, and we are the elect in Him. And those that receive Christ, who receive Christ's messengers, receive the Father. He who saves on purpose. About three or four verses, just read them with me and I'm going to close. Matthew 1:21. Matthew 1, verse 21. If a preacher preaches this, these next few verses I'm going to read. If he preaches this, he's sent of God. He preaches it heartily, convincingly, lovingly in his heart, God sent him. Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, Savior. For he shall save his people from their sins. I'll read that last phrase one more time. Try the spirits. There's no possibility in God's salvation. There's no possibility. There's no maybe. There's no, I hope so. Maybe if I can talk long enough, maybe if I can sing "Just as I Am" 40 times, maybe you'll just get tired and decide to walk down. No. For He shall save. Now that, to me, sounds like positive. This is what those that Christ sends preaches. He shall save who? His people from their sins. He shall save. I love this gospel of surety. This is absolute. And I'm telling you, every one of His people is going to believe that truth. He shall save His people. And He's going to save them from their sins. He's going to save them from themselves. Luke 19, 5-10. Luke 19. The Lord Jesus Christ coming through Jericho. A young fella, short fella, Zacchaeus, couldn't see, too short, couldn't see, climbed up in a sycamore tree. And when Jesus came to the place, Jesus came to the place. That place that was established before the foundation of the world. That place where absolute mercy was going to be shown. That place where God Almighty was going to have compassion. When Jesus came to the place, He looked up. What difference does it make who else looked? He looked up. And He saw him. He saw him. And He said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today I must abide at thy house. And something happened with that word. Power was imparted. And in the day of God's power, Zacchaeus made haste. He couldn't get down that tree fast enough. He came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that was a sinner. A sinner. Zacchaeus stood, said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Lord, I was a thief. I was just a stinking thief. And it never bothered me. It never made a bit of difference. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham in mercy and compassion, not just in genealogy. But this is a true Israelite, spiritual. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Lord, have mercy on us for Christ's sake.